So, Gary, I hope you can hear me through this mask.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really frightening cool mask.
Yeah. Well, you know, what about here tending bees? It's a matter of safety. I'm sorry that I couldn't afford a suit for you.
Did you get Chris to paint your actual face onto your beekeeper mask?
You know,
it's really unsettling.
It's like when you get one of those photo cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's like a vinyl applique over my apiarist mask.
Yeah, so it's made of fondant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, fondant.
Breathing through a fondant filter.
Which would be a terrible thing to wear around bees, I just have to say.
Yeah, they love fondant.
Yeah, I know.
Well, sous chefs.
but regardless, Gary, are you aware that bees communicate through dance, much like your common clubber or house rat?
No, I don't. I don't do animals that can actually hurt me. So
okay, yeah, no. Like, if fear of bees is one of the few rational fears that actually exists.
Yeah,
yeah, but no. So we're out here because I have found a way to communicate with the bees. It's one way right now. My buzzing has gone unanswered, but we're going to watch their sweet samba and derive something. So I've got this translating lens. We're gonna go here. Buzz, 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 buzz. To no avail, and he is saying body harvest.
Did you know that according to polls, the number one fear is not death, but it's actually public beekeeping?
Okay.
Oh, wait, what do you say?
Body harvest.
Oh, fuck. Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes bad. Sometimes just inscrutable.
Sometimes N64.
Which... Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah, everyone's on 64.
Yeah, I want to get back to that because I think that there's a pattern there.
Yeah. Well, the pattern for me is that the Xbox controller maps terribly to a Nintendo 64 controller, and it's hard as shit to play anything on it.
Yeah, and so, also, I've never found a reliable emulator.
Yeah, and it's, for some reason, it's harder to emulate than, you know, my very modern computer that can play really, really fancy games has a hard time with these, like, six polygon, you know, count characters and body harvest for some reason.
Mm-hmm. No. Like, I've got this one. There's a wonderful program for Mac, which everybody who is a fan of the show, who is on a Mac, who wants to partake in this, why? I don't know. Also, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah.
It's called OpenEMU or OpenEMU, which usually handles anything, but the N64 emulator core in it is just total shit. So I ended up having to play this on my living room computer.
Yep. And I used it at Project 64, and it still kind of chugged. A real piece of shit.
No, I tried installing Project 64. And another thing about emulators, apparently they really want you to install browser bars.
Yeah. Yep. Well, why wouldn't you want to? I hate the idea of having to search for things using a search engine.
Yeah.
Like, I can just have one in my browser bar.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I run tech support for my parents, you know. As you do, right? And you know, it's usually why do I have to upgrade Internet Explorer? Why is using Internet Explorer a bad thing? Why do you always install Chrome? And also, where is my Yahoo bar?
Yeah. They love that Yahoo bar.
Yeah,
I've done that for a coworker as well. Like, sat down and just like, you have the computer of an 80-year-old. What are you doing? You know, like, I'm 2 months older than you. Like, you should not be doing this. Body harvest.
Yeah.
Which I think wins some kind of award for, like, the most metal, bloody-looking name and most actual, like, innocuous logo.
Yeah.
Like, the logo is definitely word art.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you've made it in Publisher. And body harvest. And there's a kind of a sinister bug, but it doesn't look very sinister. The cover is downright cheery.
Mm-hmm.
But those words, like, that sounds, you know, like... Yeah, body harvest.
You got to feed it to the corpse grinder.
What is his name? Rob Zombie's body harvest.
Oh, yeah. He's got to
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, throwing him in your Dracula.
Yeah.
Got to dig through the ditches.
Yeah, that's what a Dragula is. We finally figured it out.
It aids in body harvest. It's a
brand name for a tractor.
Yeah, no, it's a corporeal combine.
Yeah.
But this was developed by DMA Design. Rockstar North, right? Same dudes. Which is interesting. And I want to camp out on the publisher here, because they are Gremlin Graphics.
which sounds excellent.
Yeah. Their logo is pretty sweet too.
Yeah.
He looks like Sinterklaas's mischievous little assistant.
Oh yeah, this became Gremlin Interactive at some point and got a shitty logo. But before that, we do have this mischievous little elf.
Mm-hmm.
Their logo before that's excellent too. The Amiga?
Yeah.
One with the rainbow, like that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally like you would picture that on top of a pinball machine?
Yeah, like an excellent pinball machine.
Yeah, like one that you would have to drop quarters on.
Yeah, like one that Silver Spoon would have in his room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really impressive. But this is a study of their logo getting worse and worse.
Gremlin Interactive, the publishers of such illustrious titles as Normality, which sounds like an indie film.
Yeah.
N2O Nitrous Oxide, Newman Haas IndyCar Racing, featuring Nigel Mansell.
Is that the guy from, was it Duhas? God damn it.
Rammstein?
Yeah, Rammstein. Or Rammstein Racing or whatever it is.
Yeah. Nigel Mansell's World Championship Racing.
Yeah.
Archer McLean's Gravity.
Oh.
No, that's not an actual thing.
I don't know who Archer McLean is.
No, nobody does, but he published games for the PSP for like 2 years.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. No. Along with Switchblade 2 and and Premiere. Oh,
and they got bought by Infogrames.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite like dorky software, like Broderbund.
Yeah, I was going to say Broderbund. Infogrames,
Broderbund.
What is a grame? Okay, so Gary, I have two questions for you. What is a grame and what is a drome?
Or a brund. A bund.
Broder. Ted Brundy?
What's a brooder?
What's a breeder brand?
Yeah, I did not know. It's a Bruder brand. Bruder brand. It's a Bruder brand. Mm-hmm. DMA made Lemmings, though. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Before they went into Body Harvest.
Yeah. Body Before Harvest 5.
The Body Harvesting initiative.
Yeah, no. Little East is a slurry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was originally, it was supposed to be published by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Before they found out there was blood. And I was actually shocked when I watched that crazy opening cinematic.
Yeah.
And he was just dripping blood.
It's really weird. It's like they had the seeds of violence that they wanted to sow later, but everything is so blocky and shitty that it just looks cartoony. You know, like that everything looks like it's made of Duplo blocks. So you can't really, the blood has no impact at all. Like it doesn't, you know, there's this disconnect between that little intro thing. And then when you hop in your first little buggy and start cruising around, it does not feel badass or cool at all.
Little hands, big dreams. And the guy doesn't look that badass either. He kind of looks like he should be a contestant on American Gladiators.
He looks like a suit that a badass would wear. he looks like an armored suit that a character would wear to just for a portion of a game and then go back to looking svelte and badass. Also, his arch nemesis, his name is Tomegatherion. Tomegatherion.
Didn't she win an Oscar for My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
What should we call the bad guy? Oh, Tomegatherion. Roll with it. Cut and print.
You know that Omega is already a word, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Omega Theremin.
Well, it's Tomega.
Yep. No.
He's from Station Omega, though.
Hmm.
But his name rhymes with it.
Yeah.
he's the star of an Irish limerick. There once was Tomega from Station Omega, who was Adam Stark's nemesis.
Who once fell in love with a shoe.
Yeah.
So it's notable that this is like maybe a completely open world game, or what would pass for one in 1998, or potentially starting development way earlier than that. Because like you're a time traveler who's like going back to like 1920s Greece, I guess.
Yeah, I was really confused by that when I was doing the stage select and it said Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh, like planet Greece? Like, where am I going? Yeah. And I only got part of the story because of these performance problems and because I never played this originally. Mm-hmm. And I got that much. And everything about this seems like it's actually probably pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by far the best reviewed game we've played.
Yeah. No, it got like 80s and 90s. Like EGM looked on it favorably, which is usually my bellwether, you know?
Yeah.
Like
everyone likes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, and divorced of like the N64 disc, like if I played an HD remake of this, or if it just wasn't, you know, if every texture wasn't 4 pixels by 4 pixels.
Yeah.
You know, like it was really just like the tech getting in the way of itself. It's like Double Dribble thinking they could do speech, right?
It also like, probably it part of it is probably that this is probably is pretty innovative and pretty, you know, kind of a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. They probably sanded down the open world game quite a bit after this. I mean, I know they did. I didn't play this enough to know how crude it is,
mm-hmm.
but I imagine it probably has, you know, some problems in that respect.
Yeah.
You know, it has some extreme navvyism. Like you have like a little person in your ear constantly giving you tutorial messages,
mm-hmm.
Which was annoying.
Yeah, and also every single portrait is horrifying.
Like, yeah, they're really bad.
Like, you know, Metal Gear Solid was like around this time, and they took like different poses, like for the codec images, you know, mm-hmm. to show the different things. Like, they just applied just like weird little distortion filters to show the mouth opening and closing.
Yeah, it's really weird. And, like, it looks like there's like a spot opening in space, like around their mouth.
Yeah, and like most of the Greek NPCs look like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, and that is true. It is pretty racist in that respect. If you get up to and talk to them, when they're not doing that, they are literally just little block men like running around screaming. When you're fighting giant insects, like it's a little bit like Earth Defense Force.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, which like I like Earth Defense Force.
Yeah.
This is like a shitty version of that. Like I was like, oh, I was just walking along, like, oh, they're gonna start me off, they're gonna teach me how to play, blah blah blah, blah, blah. And get in a car, I drive around for a little bit, and I walk towards this village, and then Navi pops up and just tells me that there's some kind of distortion detected, and then there's all of a sudden teleported in giant insects and people running around like idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have like lock on, firing, combat, like, you know, stuff generally goes down within a couple of shots. It's not
not too bad. I can see it becoming awful like later, like if things became real bullet sponges, because like before I reversed the controls,
mm-hmm.
to do it, it was so hard to like aim with it. I got really confused.
Mm-hmm. I could see them putting, because you're trying to save the human race, so like as civilians die, your score goes down.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, I could see them really making it so you have to call your shots, otherwise it's friendly fire and you lose. Wonk.
Yeah. Which is like the what you do when you have a really powerful character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there was, like, I can't remember, one of the shitty 2000 Superman games had that as the mechanic, and that's a cool idea. Like, you know, Superman is invincible, mm-hmm. so instead of a health meter, he just has city damage and collateral damage. He just cares enough about that to where if you get enough of that, that's your fail state.
Right.
You know, that's a good idea. But for this little commando guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if you never showed up, all these bugs would just fucking go to town. You know, like just take some solace. You save one little kid, one life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
It's pretty good.
You save one life, you save the world entire.
Yeah. Yeah. Save the cheerleader, save the world. Is that a thing?
Maybe.
Is that a relevant reference?
Go home and fuck the prom queen? I don't...
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. it was something I saw on, like, an internet.
On an internet?
Yeah.
I think it just referenced, like, 7 movies in 3 lines.
On an island. The basic plot of this game is kind of okay.
Yeah.
Like, that there are these aliens that come every 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight them off.
Yeah. It's basically Mass Effect.
Is it?
Except on a very like constricted time scale.
Yeah, because Mass Effect, like, it was just a big deal that they were coming back at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never beat Mass Effect, but like the 10 hours or so I got into it, like, I picked that much up.
Yeah. No, but mm-hmm. they come back, and it's funny because you're like you're a super hyper spaceman driving a Model A.
Yeah.
Like around the Greece countryside on these dirt roads.
And there's all these implications that there's going to be Grand Theft Auto West side questing. Uh-huh. Like, I got in a truck and it said, like, Carl's Delivery or something like that. And I was like, do I need to start doing deliveries for Carl? Like, there are bugs about. I don't need to do all the fast food missions to get the unlimited stamina.
Do I need to take a guy to the Pizza Hut by the beach?
Yeah, no, God damn it. I want to go play darts with Togerma Thurifavam.
With Topher Grace's cousin, Topher Furthamon.
Yeah, with Topher Furfreese from Greece, from Station Greece.
It's a word, it's a feeling, Gary.
Wow. Did you ever get around to playing GTA 5?
Yeah.
Is it worth a shit?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
Is it good? Okay. Yeah. Like, enough people have told me that I really didn't like 4. Mm-hmm. That, like, I'm curious about it, but I've been waiting for, you know, a Steam sale for it to be... Yeah. Like, you know, how every once in a while, every Grand Theft Auto ever will be $5. Like,
yeah.
I'm waiting for it to be like $10.
Yep. Haven't beaten it yet. But yeah, the heist mechanic is really cool. And yeah. At least one of the characters is really interesting. And
that's kind of what I've heard. Yeah. So,
you know,
I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, it's good. I would like to take some time and go back and finish it when I get a moment to breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say that it fixes a lot of my misgivings about 4 by giving you interesting stuff to do in the main plot, which is most of your missions are, you know, kind of like generated around doing like prepping for a heist. And then you get to see, like, the individual heist missions are final exams for the decisions that you made and how you performed and the stuff that led up to it.
No, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And like, I love a heist. Mm-hmm. So
who doesn't?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, in any given situation, I'm on the side of bank robbers. Yep. Like, I suppose until they kill somebody, but if, like, they're just going to rob a bank and get away with it, good on them. Fuck you, FDIC. Like, you know, like, that kind of brass balls it takes to, like, be a bank robber, like, that's such a romantic, like, cool, Wild Westy idea.
Yeah.
Like, go bank robbers.
Mm-hmm. Except for Bonnie and Clyde. I hear they were, like, actually just, like, shitty.
Yeah, I don't like shitty people. I just in concept, you know, everybody loves a Robin Hood, like, and they were probably poor before they were out of the bank, so they're technically giving to the poor.
Yeah, to themselves, right?
To the poor.
No, just when you're on a plane and it's going down, you know, you have to put your own mask on first, right?
Exactly.
Fuck that kid.
Exactly, yeah. Fuck you, FDIC.
fuck you, baby FDIC.
Yeah. Like, well, here's Johnson from accounting. Dressed up as baby FDIC for fiscal year 2014.
It's April 1st. Baby fiscal new year.
Yeah.
He's not 1 year. He's not 1 year old. He's 1040 years old.
Yeah, he's $1 old.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these dollar bills wrapped around his junk.
Around his, he's wearing a dollar bill loincloth.
Yeah.
I think we're describing him like some kind of weird stripper for a money fetishist.
Yeah, yeah, like the strippers for like Warren Buffett. Because I'm gonna literally drown you in money.
Why did he turn into Daniel Plainview?
I'm gonna drown you in money.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do. You are an ass.
Breathe deep.
Yeah, why don't they make a There Will Be Blood video game, so our sketch? Because we both do pretty respectable Daniel Plainview views. Like, we can have a lot of fun with that.
Oh my gosh, do you like an eco kind of thing where you're carrying your son around?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And come back.
That's slowly becoming one of those movies that I have to like put in my queue to watch whenever it's brought up.
Yeah, it's officially my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. I think it has been for a little while. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. This big impact. Like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't, like, while you're watching.
No,
but it's
no.
Just like it affects me a lot.
I like television shows that make me feel good. Like, I mentioned Parks and Rec a little while ago. Like, that shit made me, like, a very optimistic and, you know, positive show, and I like it a lot. However, like, movies, I want to feel like garbage at the end of it. Like, you know, I want to be Jake at the end of Chinatown. Come on.
You know, I think you're right. Even though, like, I like TV shows that make me feel like shit, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I do have more of a time, even though that's not true. We're just, you know what we're doing is we're describing the difference between drama and comedy. Like, I was just about to say, yeah, you know, except for comedies on TV show, I think you're right. I think the TV shows, I'm good with them being happy or sad. While just dismissing in my head an entire class of movies that were positive.
Yeah.
What fucking idiots we are. That's amazing.
It's like we inadvertently backed in.
Deconstruction brought to its like terrible, you know, terrible, stupid conclusion.
You know what? I think that deconstruction is a word that should be kept behind glass, and none of us should have access to it. is really what I think is happening. I would say that whatever this is, we're kind of in the business of media criticism. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like just in terms of talking about, well, you know, the intersection of fiction and our own lives and by extension, the lives of people who are of like mind and experience. Right. But like I would say that deconstruction is like maybe beyond our grasp.
I know. I think it's 100% beyond our grasp. If you're going to it's funny that you were just saying we're in the field of media criticism, the kind of hard hitting media criticism you've received on this Body Harvest podcast is that both Cole and I think there's a place for comedy and also for tragedy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say we were good at it. I just said we were in the business of it. Like people download this.
Yeah. Stop. Don't actually stop.
No, we love you.
Yeah. That's funny. That's going up there with my favorite like show moments when we were describing sports in the Fun Center episode. Like when we both get really far down a thing without realizing how dumb it is, like, and just really earnestly, like, yeah, sometimes it just feels good to move your body. Like, there's this direct connection between yourself and the thing you're doing. That's like,
it's like, yeah, like when I was at Bullwinkle's and like there was a football and a target I was throwing it at. Like, it was just good to follow through and see the spiral.
Yeah, it was like a more intimate connection than a video game. It was almost as if like I was really doing
it. We're horses' asses, disgusted. Gary.
Yeah, disgusted. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with us?
Yeah. Why are we doing this to us?
Oh, man.
No, puke.
Okay, so there will be blood
games. Yeah, there will be blood games. And get on any devs.
Well, get on a Telltale or something, because like Telltale has said, oh, there's no property we won't license.
Yeah.
And like probably make a pretty okay game in that universe. And
you could not do a video game where you were Daniel Plainview. Like,
oh no.
That guy is so like the one of my favorite quotes from P.T. Anderson was after he had made that, there were all these rumors going around that he was going to make a horror movie, and it was when he was researching for The Master. Which did not end up being a horror movie, but you know, he was researching into some dark stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, we hear that you're making a horror movie, and he's like, no, I just made a horror movie. And it's like, oh, that, you know, that is what the movie plot is. Like, it is a horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's just you know, with nothing outsized or supernatural at all. Like, just
no, it's just totally person. Like a dude who existed.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So watch that. Yeah, what else do we have? Do we have anything else to say about Body Harvest? It's like, really well loved game. There's not very much funny stuff about the internet.
Not really. Like so this was suggested by Brent Simpson. Like, go find me an emulator that'll play this accurately.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Like I tried to find a speedrun of it, but I'd watch like an entertaining let's play of it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks interesting. Like, it doesn't look that bad. I could see like if you came at it from a certain age, it being you thinking it was really shitty because it maybe was more sophisticated than you could handle the time.
If you came to it in like 2000 when it was in the like the bargain bin and GTA 3 was like right afterwards, you know,
that's like, I didn't mean to say like it was too sophisticated for Brett. Like,
oh, no, could, no.
I just meant like if you came out when you're like 7 and it was just like, what's this confusing nonsense?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. So Brent says, I was given this game as a gift when I was in middle school. I don't know what the developers were thinking. I know most movie games were awful, but this one seemed to try and suck at several genres at once.
Yeah. Is it a movie game?
I don't think so. Maybe that was an unrelated aside.
Did you think it was the Ice Harvest game? Where you have to collect all the keys and...
You know what, like of the later works of Harold Ramis, that was kind of an okay movie. I like when Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack play off of each other.
Is that's not the Ice Harvest, dude? That's Ice Harvest is the one that's about the Key Party in New York in the 70s. Oh, no, I'm thinking of The Ice Storm. You're right. You're totally right. No, is there a movie called The Ice Harvest?
Yeah. What? The Ice Harvest, 2005, directed by Harold Ramis.
Oh, you're totally right.
It was
right.
About a heist.
Yeah, Cusack, you're totally right. What am I thinking of? Is it The Ice Storm?
Maybe.
Yeah, The Ice Storm is what I thought it was. That's why my key joke didn't work. Because there's the central plot element of The Ice Storm is a key party.
Uh-huh.
So this is a really good joke for a thing that made no sense at all.
For a thing that wasn't related at all.
Yeah, this is an Ang Lee movie. About. Yeah, wow.
Huh.
Okay. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Well, anywho, on that note, I think we're probably good, right?
I think we're good.
Okay. So go fund yourself.
Yeah.
Not a terrible game.
Yep.
But I'm sorry you had a difficult experience with it. I wish you well in your life. So what we're doing next... I'm very excited about is Harley's Humongous Adventure, which it's really fun when a game shows up in Abject Suffering that I played a lot of as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of them. I played the shit out of this game for one reason or another. So look forward to that.
Yeah. Cool. You can look forward to that. That one was suggested by Alex Hoch. Hawk. Hawk. There we go. Hmm. Do we do admin on this show? I forget.
We do a brief admin.
There we go. Right now, probably relevant to your interest if you're not coming here from there, we've got a show called Bonfireside Chat where we're diving into Dark Souls 2, and everybody is hopping on that train with wild lore speculations and everything, and it is a wonderful time to be a Souls fan. So
yeah, it is the best time to be a Souls fan right now. I think even if you even though time may end up proving Dark Souls 1 to be a stronger piece of art, the fact that this exists in the shadow of Dark Souls 1 only makes this more interesting, as a time. So, you can also check out Watch Out for Fireballs, which is an examination of a game worth examining as opposed to this. And it's much longer and slightly less goofy. But that's very good. It's kind of the flagship show for the network.
Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, there's a bunch of other comedy stuff on the network, such as Those Damn Ross Kids. You can go back and listen to episodes of The Pitch, Pilot Season, Daddy of Valhalla. Yeah.
Yeah. And The Level. If you like video games, modern video games.
Yeah.
If you like reading, you can check out Hexcrank, which is a survival horror blog. And if you want to just support the network, the best way to do so is go to the website and head to duckfeed.tv/tipjar.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to suggest a game for this show, it's under the contact form, duckfeed.tv/contact.
Yep. And there's a widget on the Abject Suffering page as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, indeed. So I think that's probably about it.
Yeah.
We don't have an ending for this show.
No, we don't. We usually just co-opt whatever's on Bonfireside Chat, which actually is super appropriate. So we will continue to seek misery.
Mm-hmm. So the world might be mended.
So the world might be mended.
So the land will not eat you alive. As long as hope is alive. There's all kinds of things there.
Ooh, Maldria.